Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The world's greatest golfers are in Charlotte on the hunt for the Wanamaker Trophy at Quail Hollow and wanna make a lot of money.
I want to win for a lot of different reasons. Is money one of them? Yeah.
This is Primetime on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Competitively, it's not about that. It's about trying to win golf tournaments.
The Fan.
Throw you something else.
All right, welcome back to our shizzle. So, told you I had Achilles data.
Yeah.
Because we're nothing without data.
Take that for data. We need it.
We have to back up our sports points.
We need the data.
Now, you proclaimed loudly that Achilles injuries are more prominent than ever.
I think my direct quote was, am I crazy or does it seem like there's more Achilles injuries now than there used to be?
Well, there's a guy by the name of Jeff Stotts. He is a certified athletic trainer.
Got a trutz, old Stotsy.
Got a trutz Stotsy. And he has, he began building a comprehensive NBA injury database like 13 years ago. Wow, okay.
All right, babe.
So he's cataloged the careers of over 1,200 players and has a complete set of data dating back to the 2006 season. He can be found at instreetclothes.com. Covering sports injuries from the perspective of a certified athletic trainer and backed by analytics.
Okay.
Pretty good little resource there, don't you think?
I feel like that is a nice resume.
That's not bad.
Right? On the old CV, that looks pretty good.
So here's what he said. The 6 Achilles tendon tears suffered this season marks a new high for the devastating injury, passing the previous record of 5 set during the 2014-15 season. Even worse, this lofty total does not include two-way guard Drew Smith or unrestricted free agent Thanasis Antetokounmpo.
Yes.
Is that his name?
The lesser.
His name's Thanasis?
Yes. He's got his own podcast. Look, no one has done more with less than Giannis's brother. I mean, that dude has just, he is hanging on for dear life.
He's done more with less?
He's got no real talent, and yet he's in the NBA. He's got a podcast. His only skill is being Giannis's brother.
Yeah, sharing DNA with one of the league's best players.
Is he tall?
He's tall-ish. Tall-ish. Like, when he goes, he used to play for Milwaukee. I don't know if he still does.
I think he does. I mean, play is a stretch. But yeah, there are some, you can find highlight in quotation reels of him online.
And people
that
go
are
nuts. Like,
something.
When he goes in the game, it's like when you see the high school video of like the
it's
kid.
It's the Hewitt victory cigar.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you see those videos of like there's like the blind kid and they come in and let him run the ball.
Yeah.
Or like a kid that's, you know, is on the spectrum. That's him in the NBA.
Get this. Well, I just said that, didn't I? He just said he tore his Achilles.
Yes.
Yeah. May 8th, 2024.
How will he ever come back?
Okay. So he writes on here, a 2014 study examining Achilles tendon tears in the NBA revealed a return to play rate at nearly 80%. However, only 40% of the 9 players classified as all-star level talent returned to their highest playing levels. Buck was talking about this during the break, but Kobe would be one of those. I think Rudy gave us an all-star, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson.
Yep.
But none of these guys were the same players.
Well, that's what he said. He just said that only 40% of the 9 players classified as all-star level talent return to their highest playing level. That would include the guys I just mentioned, but there are others.
But this is my point. No, they didn't. Yes, they came back, and Kobe and Clay and Durant all came back and still played. Kevin Durant is nowhere near the explosive
player. That's
what
he said. He said 80... I'm going to read it again. A 2014 study examining Achilles tendon tears in the NBA revealed a return to play rate at nearly 80%.
Sure.
However, only 40% of the 9 players classified as all-star level talent returned to their highest playing level.
And I am disputing that because I do
not... So you're saying not even 40%?
Yes, because you can say Kobe Bryant and Kevin Durant came back and made all-star teams, but if you watch them, Kevin Durant is nowhere near the same player. Kevin Durant is now basically a below-the-rim
player. Well, to be fair, I only threw out those... He doesn't mention which players he's classifying as that 40%.
But I'm assuming it's the Klay Thompsons.
But again, this was 2014.
Yes.
So this is not including the guys.
Not including
that. So this was back then. And then he says, the average time missed for qualified NBA cases is roughly 10 months, ensuring Tatum's recovery carries over into next season. Extending his absence for the entire season may be in his best interest, considering the success Kevin Durant has had since his Achilles tear. Durant's recovery, prolonged by the COVID pandemic and the subsequent schedule modifications, lasted 18 months, which was 552 days. The 6 Achilles tendon tears suffered this season is a new high. Even worse, this lofty total doesn't include the torn Achilles, like I said, Smith.
So we have seen an increase. We do
highest
ever. We do get people that come back. I still contend that you're not the same player. And for a Tatum who has been, no one has played more games in the NBA since Jason Tatum came into the league than Jason Tatum. And I think he's what, 28. This is devastating. I mean, he's not playing next year. I mean, this is, and he may never be the same player again. I mean, he'll come back. Is he the same player? I don't know. He may have to modify his game. This is just, I mean, it's not a career ender like it used to be, but this is a career changer. Also, I looked in the NFL. The NFL has seen a massive increase from 2000 on. Same thing, thanks to AI. A massive increase, according to this, upwards of over a 75% increase. In the last handful of years, Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, J.K. Dobbins, Tre'Davious White, Cam Akers, Tarik Cohen, James Robinson, Justice Hill, Marlon Mack. So I don't know why, but we are, at least in football and basketball, there is a significant increase in Achilles tears.
Okay, well, Jason, you were correct. Congratulations.
Couldn't tell you why. Like,
I think that's the hard part. It's like,
overtraining, or
if you're
about
overuse. I mean, they ride these guys in the NBA like thoroughbreds. There's a reason why they sit out half the time. It's
and now
like,
are we more explosive than ever? And so there's more like stress. Well, that's what they say about like baseball pitchers and shoulders.
But wouldn't Achilles, like, I mean, it just seems to be a pretty common basketball injury, wouldn't it? Like,
yeah, I mean, that
I know
would
we
be,
have more now, but
well, the I will tell you what, nothing as a middle-aged white guy, do I fear more than the basketball ruptured Achilles?
Right.
Well, you will not get me. Like, even if I'm walking across a basketball floor, that's heel toe, baby.
What about the rolled ankle? A little more common.
See, I don't fear the rolled ankle. I can handle that. But when, like,
those hurt.
If I am on a basketball floor, that is flat-footed and I'm just wobbling. They're like, hey, aren't you just walking? I can't take any chances.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Not blowing the Achilles. Known too many dudes that blow it out on the basketball court.
Yeah, you mentioned Tatum. They said that he had only missed consecutive games due to injury once in his whole career.
The dude was an Iron Man.
And since he was drafted, he had played over 1,500 more minutes than any other player in the NBA.
Mm.
So, rest in peace, Jason Tatum.
Well,
maybe he can buy the Blazers.
Well, and they were saying that this could be this version of the Celtics. You know, his Supermax kicks in next year, and you know, they may have to make some tough decisions. This version, this kind of the super team of the Celtics that we assumed was going to win back-to-back titles, and this is how fleeting the window is. They're saying that there's a chance that this version may be done.
Changes everything, doesn't
it? Absolutely.
It's crazy. The other thing, too, I noticed, can I point something out about stupid social media, which drives me crazy?
Go for it.
Why do we just now have to point out how nice of a guy he is? Did you notice that?
Well, I think it's because Tatum has taken a lot of crap, and we like to pile on him. And now that he's hurt, we have to be like, all right, not only are you really good and we feel bad for you, but
shout out, prayers up.
You're a great guy.
Well, there were so many people to do. Hey, stop. Jason Tatum's one of the best guys in the NBA, and this is devastating. Like, why do people feel the need to have to say that? I don't.
It's just what we do.
It's like largely performative to
me. When tragedy hits, then we have to, you know.
Well, look, he's not dead.
That's the other one too.
Come on.
Okay, the guy's got more money. He's taking care for life. He is going to come back from this. Like,
he's got little kids. Yeah, like, yeah, he's going to be fine.
He'll be fine. But, you know, rest in peace, Jason Tatum. Prayers up.
I had a buddy rupture his Achilles, and let me tell you something. That was bad. It was an old man hockey injury.
Hey?
is right.
There's nothing I fear more.
I stopped playing pickup basketball about 5 years ago because there were just too many moments where I'm like, ooh, that might have been close.
Yep.
It's not if, it's when.
Well, you can feel it, right? Like, you got tight calves.
Yeah, it's like you're not using it enough. You don't play often enough. It's like, it's just a ticking time bomb.
This is why I golf. Although I'll probably blow up my Achilles golfing.
Did you hurt your shoulder golfing?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was just tendonitis. But
overuse from golfing.
Yeah. Too much golf.
Well, and you hear horror stories. I had a friend of mine whose wife tore it playing pickleball. And he said she literally just like took a step.
I think a lot of people are, because it's like a lunge forward sport. And the rule is you have to keep your feet behind this line near the net. And so everyone's lunging, trying to keep their heels down. And it's a disaster.
And people are old. The olds are playing it.
Yeah. No, man. Anything with a hardwood court, I gave up racquetball. I certainly don't run. I gave up any. There's none of that. No, we're
another run today.
We're soft surfaces.
How'd we do, Clyde?
Yeah, how's the
new PR?
PR.
What did we get?
Personal record. New best 5K time.
And?
It was hold on. Let me pull up the app and tell you.
Oh, boy.
Well, because it wasn't exactly the 3K. It was a little longer than that, but my mile time was down to 9:47.
Look at the
Clydesdale. Wow, under 10.
Yeah.
That's great.
Are you about to go from Clydesdale to pony status?
Excuse me. I misspoke. 9:52. But we started over 11. That was 6 5Ks ago.
Yeah, that's great, man.
You're a wagon in there. I love it, man.
And no, he's not going to be a pony. He has to drop some LBs. I mean,
How
pony club.
Isn't it a weight thing?
I'm not at risk of going below that barrier.
What's the Clydesdale barrier?
The cutoff is 220. I'm not getting down there.
Wow. That's
right. I got about 30 to go.
So at 220, you're no longer a Clydesdale.
That's right. I'm just a dude.
Mm. Hey, friend tore his Achilles walking up the stairs.
Oh, God.
That's bad.
Well, it's that, you know, like that.
Yep. You got to be flat-footed.
Yeah. You really should have someone carry you up the stairs.
One of those old people chairs.
If we're being careful.
A rascal.
Sit down on that and press the button.
Oh, the up the staircase ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are great. I've got a baseball note, and we will get to that next on The Fan. Curly went to our house and baseball note. On The Fan.
The Mets are in first place. Is that?
That is not a note. Although.
I feel like it is a note.
No, they were expected to be good. You know who is freaking crazy good is Detroit.
I know. Detroit, I want to say a couple days ago, were tied for the best record in the bigs.
Damn, dude.
I think the Dodgers have overtaken them since, but...
Stupid Dodgers.
Let me take a look. No, they have the same record. Well, I guess technically the Dodgers are half a game up. So the Tigers have, by half a game, have the second best record in Major League Baseball.
Be kind of a fun playoffs with the, you know, if you get the Tigers in there, although I don't know. Do you care about the Tigers?
No, but I think in Detroit makes for an interesting, it makes for an interesting little
Rock
thing.
City.
Yeah, you got the Yankees hanging around.
Well, the Cubbies are winning the NL Central.
Our Mariners.
Yeah,
they lost four in a row. Giants have come back down to earth a little bit. They can't score runs.
No, my note is about the Rockies. And I don't know how many people are following because it's early.
I don't think many. They are 7-34.
Yeah, they have 7 wins, 34 losses, which for those of you who can't do math or don't want to do math, they are on pace for 28 wins. That would be a record of 28-134.
What is the all-time losingest?
Well, it just happened last year.
Last year, the White Sox were the losingest team of all time?
Yes.
And wasn't it by a decent margin? Like a couple games? Like it wasn't, didn't come down to the last day, did it?
I don't think it did.
Yeah, I think they got it comfortably.
And by the way, they stink again this year, but they've won 12 games.
They're rolling.
12-29. I mean, my God. Break them up.
So, no, the White Sox last year set the all-time record, 121 losses. Mm-hmm. The Rockies are on pace for 134.
That's insane.
It is insane. And they've already fired their manager. Bud Black got fired.
Because that's the that Bud Black was the problem. What, they're bringing in Hurdle, right?
I think that's...
They brought in Clint Hurdle?
I think Clint
Hurdle's back there. He's not manager. They moved him to, like, the interim bench coach after they moved the bench coach up or something. But Hurdle is back in Colorado, just not as the interim.
Oh, I thought he had taken over.
The Rockies' interim manager is Warren Schaefer.
Yeah, who? Good old Warren.
Of the Schaefer family.
He was previously the third base coach, and then you're right, Clint Hurdle... He had been appointed interim hitting coach, became the bench coach. So don't worry, under the watchful eye of Warren Schaefer and Clint Hurdle, everything is fine.
Well, they just lost 21-0 other night to the Padres.
Yeah.
And then didn't they give him a vote of confidence? And then they turfed him the next day?
Well, I mean, if you're going to get turfed, 21-0 will probably do that.
I have a buddy who lives in Denver, tells me he's a big sports fan, and he's like, dude, you don't know bad ownership until you've seen the Rockies owners. Yeah. And I don't know what their story is, but they're bad.
They have a negative run differential. Do you have this in front of you?
I saw it today. It's like minus 129.
129.
Yeah.
Those same crappy White Sox, by the way, it's 12-29, which is the second worst team. They have negative 35.
Negative 100 runs worth.
129?
Yeah, it's crazy. But this is the era of sports, right? That we're in the era, like, the teams are tanking. Pays to suck extraordinarily bad. I mean, this is what the Astros did.
Yeah, but not to this level, right?
Is this level?
What's going on in Colorado? Because the Astros said it. The Astros are like, hey. And remember, they came out and, like, apologized. They're like, please stick with us. I just think the Rockies just suck. I'm not certain that this is, like, a planned out suck like with the Astros. I just think they suck. Those are two different things.
That could be fair because they have called up a lot of young guys and they're really, really bad. Like these are supposed to be the guys that they have been building towards.
They're terrible.
They're not very good. They suck. It's not that they're not very good. The other thing too is like the White Sox lost 121 games last year. They didn't get the number one pick. So it's very similar to what happens in the NBA or what happened in the NBA this year and last year. It's like, it's crazy. These teams are you know, hitting the bottom of the toilet.
Yeah.
And they're still not getting the top picks.
Although, to be fair, it's like, especially in the NBA, very rarely, I can't say very rarely, but it is not uncommon for the best player in the draft to not be the number one pick. I mean, sometimes you get the generational guy, the Wemby, but I mean, most drafts you look through, the best player can be anywhere from 2 to 11. And I would say the same thing about Major League Baseball. So, this idea that tanking doesn't work, I'm going to push back on that. Blazer fan, like, oh, you know, the Mavericks, you know. Okay, you're going to, the one time, right, the Mavericks jump. But you look at all the teams that were in front of you in the draft, from San Antonio to Philadelphia to Charlotte, they were all worse than you. So, yes, you didn't get the number one pick by being the worst team in the league, but you certainly got a top 5 or 6 pick, and I would much rather have the 4th pick than I certainly would the 11th. So even if you don't end up with the number one pick, it always behooves you to have a higher pick if you're sucking.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can control that part.
Yes.
At least. So you can give yourself the best chance.
But you still have to evaluate and you still have to be able to accrue talent and you still have to be able to develop it. I mean, give the Astros credit. When they went through that crappy run, they came out on the other side with some, I mean, From Altuve to Springer, I mean, they did a nice job of evaluating guys and then and paid to keep them around.
And they didn't really, it didn't really last that long, did it?
I want to say they went through a 4 or 5 year stretch where it was pretty bad. I mean, they were on the cover of SI, and they, because I remember they came out and publicly said,
ooh,
we are doing this, so hang with us.
So they lost.
Yeah, the SI cover was like a 3 year prediction. They're like, here's your 20 whatever champions, and it was 3 years in advance.
And they came out on the other side as one of the best teams in baseball. Cheating bastards, but one of the best.
So they
teams.
Lost in the World Series in 2005,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And then they kind of wallowed for 5 years where they won in between 74 and 89 games.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they tanked. Okay, so 2011, they won 56. The next year, they won 55. The year after that, they won 51. Mm-hmm. And then they started trending up, and they won the World Series within the next four seasons. Yeah. So it was three really, really bad seasons and one other one where they won 70, and then they were in the playoffs. So it was really just 4 years.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is not that long. No. That's what it takes.
Well, and that's, as someone points out, the Astros had a plan when they sucked. The Rockies have no plan or clue.
I have concepts of a plan.
I can handle a tank. I can even handle several years of a tank as long as there is a clear message and a strategy. What's problematic is like when you can't pick a lane, Blazers, and you are just in this weird, are we tanking? Are we not? You know, we haven't really accrued any sort of real difference makers, but now we're saying we're out of the tank. And if you're going to go through the pain, you better get something on the other end. And what Colorado's doing, that's just garbage. Like the Orioles. The Orioles were a pretty good team, and they went through it, and they accrued a bunch of young talent. Now, all of a sudden, that has kind of gone off the rail, and they suck this year. But look at the job they did over a handful of years acquiring exciting young talent. May not work out, but at least there was a plan, and they brought those guys up, and for a moment, it looked like they had something going.
So the Rockies have won seven games. They are on pace for 134 losses.
Let's take a look. They've lost. How much is their average? What are they losing by? So they've lost. Let's see if my math is correct. So they've lost 27 games, right?
No.
I guess the win differential between wins and losses would be
29.
Would be
34. It's they're losing by almost 4 runs a game.
4 runs a game.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I guess if you're just that bad, it's not.
Here's
you
the question.
That a lot, but that's a big margin a lot of the time.
Who's their best player?
Is Chris Bryant still there?
He is not. Well, I think he is, but he's not playing. He's hurt again. Whatever happened to that guy?
Oh, I think he just fell off.
Boy, what a freaking fall from... Like, he didn't even have great... Like, he wasn't even...
He was good with Chicago and won a World Series.
Okay,
he was,
but...
He was good.
He had, like, one good year, dude.
I don't know if he had one good year.
Look Come it up, on. Bro.
All right, I am going to look it up, Brosif. They gave away, why can't I think of, Nolan Arenado. They gave him away.
Yeah, they sent him to St. Louis.
For nothing. Like, literally for nothing.
And I think, and that's one of the knocks. Didn't he essentially say, I would love to be here if they could try to be competitive? And they're like, we just really can't spend like that, so.
Yeah, like, here is taking, but you'd think they would have gotten something... Hunter Goodman, by the way.
He's their catcher.
Never heard of him.
He's hitting 294.
They have Ryan McMahon, who was supposed to be something, but he's not. They have Brenton Doyle, who was decent last year, but he's sucking this year. They have, boy. Oh, Ezekiel Tovar.
Is he good?
He was supposed to be, but he's not. He's like one of their top prospects. He's hitting 212.
I mean, Goodman by far is their
Chris
is
Bryant
their best player.
Is 6-39 this year.
Yes.
I mean,
well,
when's the last time they had a good pitcher?
He's hitting a robust. That's never. He's hitting a robust 154 with one RBI. I'll look up. I don't like you saying Chris Bryant had one good year.
I'm looking at his numbers. He had maybe two.
No.
Eh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
He had four.
No, he did not.
Four good years.
No, he didn't.
What are you talking about?
You're an idiot.
275, 26, and 99.
That's okay.
292, 39, and 102.
That's his best year.
272, 13. That's not so good.
It appears they've got a great closer, Zach Agnos.
What?
He's pitched in 8 games, not many closing opportunities, has a 0.87 ERA and a 0.87 whip.
Oh, yeah? He's got a cool mustache, too.
Mm. Nice closer when you win 7 games. But I'll tell you what, my God, once every 30 games when you get to the 9th inning and you need him, he's there to shut the door.
You know, they were a playoff team as recently as 2018.
Is that Matt Holliday?
That would have been Arenado, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that I'm thinking of the previous iteration.
Someone said it's a AAA roster. Yeah, it's more like AA.
Charlie Blackman. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was good.
Where did he get? Is he still there?
I think he's dead.
I think he's done.
Did he just? Oh, he just, yeah, he retired last year, didn't he?
His beard's still playing third base somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Rockies.
A proud organization.
God. It's going to be a long season. Although that is a nice ballpark, I will say.
It's a great ballpark.
Yeah.
If anyone goes to it, I can't imagine anyone does.
I think they draw pretty well. They used to draw pretty well if it's nice weather, but this time of year, I don't know.
I'll look and see where they're at.
This time of year, I'm now seeing people do the 999 challenge, which is going to, well, I guess, yeah, still this time of year. It's 9 ski runs, 9 innings of baseball, and 9 holes of golf all on the same day.
This is this year in the middle of their just absolute suck-titude. They are 18th in the league. They're still getting 26 a night.
Wow.
And that's why they're not investing in the team.
Yeah, exactly.
They're totally fine with that.
People will go.
They're drawing better than Detroit, drawing better than Baltimore, drawing better than Kansas City, certainly better than Miami and Tampa. And, you know, well, to be fair, Tampa has a minor league stadium. So do the Athletics.
All right, coming up next, a Portland staple is closing its doors. Ah! It's in the news. Here's Buck.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay, I wanted to explain something. So the White Sox lost 121 games last year.
Yeah.
They did not pick first because there is a new rule in the CBA that large market teams, which are teams that do not receive revenue sharing payouts, they cannot have a lottery pick 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of an anti-tanking thing. So any club is not eligible for the lottery can select 10th at best, and that's Chicago last year because they were involved in the 2023 lottery. Now, the Colorado Rockies, who are currently on pace to finish an astonishing 28-134, While small market teams receiving revenue sharing payouts are shown more grace by the anti-tanking rules, they too are subject to them from time to time. No club is able to receive a lottery selection for more than 2 years in a row. So the Rockies this year, if they lose 134 games, however many they lose, they will be picking outside of the top 10. Not this year, but the 2026 draft.
Yeah, so you just...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's where player development comes in. I do think in Major League Baseball, though, again, where one guy doesn't make all the difference, a lot of that is just if you're a good organization and whether you're drafting first or whether you're drafting 10th and you're smart, you can build competitive rosters. We've seen it. The Twins do it. Even the A's do it from time to time. And they're working with nothing. Kansas City has done it. So when you're this bad for this long, it's just on you. Just you have a crappy franchise. You just do.
Giants did it. Buster, yeah. Lincecum, Bumgarner, yeah. Kane, all of them.
It's like the Pirates suck. It's a crappy organization, which is why Skeens needs to get out of there, because they're not going to do anything to help him.
What is Colorado Rockies?
But you can get in to see the Phillies play there for less than $10, fees included. Yankees come to town next, though. $51 to get into those. Damn Yankees.
Yeah,
Yankees and Dodgers both over $50 for the worst seat in the house.
I'd rather go watch the Phillies. That's a fun team.
Yeah, for $10.
Yeah, come on.
Giants, you get a nice sweet spot. 17.
It is May 13, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is International Hummus Day.
I like a good hummus.
I do too.
Especially when you get like a nice spicy hummus.
Yeah.
I need a little...
Hummus is great.
Throw some paprika in there, you know, maybe some like pita chips.
And if you haven't had it, I know Rob has, what is it, Yala, that has the the burnt ends hummus.
Oh, dude.
So good.
Burnt ends hummus?
Yeah. Yala, yeah, it's over
in... Brisket burnt ends in there.
It's over in out of town.
Multnomah Village. Burnt end hummus is delightful.
I feel like my life is
very delightful. It is also World Cocktail Day.
Well, there you go.
So let's all have a cocktail.
Done. And favorite cocktail?
Well, mine is always changing. Yeah. Of course.
It's an evolving sort of thing.
Yeah. I have actually been... So I drink a lot of straightaway cocktails because it's just easy. I just pull them straight out of the fridge.
Sure.
They're over in Southeast Portland.
Shout out Si.
Yeah. Those guys do great, great stuff. The Manhattan and the Blanco Margarita of late have been really hitting me where I...
understand.
Where I tickle.
Yeah, just getting you right in the warm fuzzies.
Yep.
No cold pricklies there.
Portland Staple is closing. That was my tease. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I did. I saw it. I clicked on it, and the Oregon Live had the nerve to put it behind a pay block, so I just went around and...
Went to another site?
Went to another site.
See, that's why that doesn't work, Oregon Live.
Or any news organization.
Exactly.
If it's a news story, someone else is going to have it.
That's right.
Sorry.
It's somewhere else.
Yeah, Oregon Live tried to be sneaky because I saw it on my Twitter feed, and then I clicked on it. And, you know, they give you, like, the one paragraph preview.
Oh, yeah,
preview.
And then it phases out.
They didn't even put it in the preview. And I was like, yeah, nice try. Welcome to KGW.
In other words, you couldn't read
what institution was closing.
Well, guys.
And then you just go to any one of the other 1,000 news organizations out there. And
everybody's talking about it. After 28 years of operating in Portland, Next Adventure is closing its doors.
That's right. Snowboards and kayaks and everything must go.
Dude, I got to tell you, as just a little Midwest boy from Kansas.
Little Kansas boy.
The first time you walk into Next Adventure... Yeah. You're like, oh my God, this place is freaking fantastic.
Yes. There's so much cool stuff.
You guys might take it for granted, but I'm telling you, that place was great.
Yeah.
But it is now closing.
Although, probably deals to be had, though, right?
They're retiring, the co-owners. Yeah. Starting on May 28th, the company will begin an Everything Must Go bonanza, and will close when everything is gone.
I love a good bonanza. I want to be the last one. I think it'd be cool to buy the last... Like, what's the last thing in the store?
Ooh, maybe some carabiners?
I don't know. There was a JCPenney's over by me that closed, and it was like the last day. You know, they were like, this is it, last day. It was like a Sunday. And we walked in, and oh my God, it was nuts. There was like, think about an entire JCPenney's, and I think there were like 9 things left that you could buy. And they were selling everything. You saw like display cases and... So I'm guessing you could walk into that place, like that Next Adventure, and you can literally buy anything you want.
They're just two buddies.
Yeah.
Two childhood buddies. Opened They opened the first store over there on Grand. And they sold used outdoor gear. And they grew into an institution. They have four stores, but they're just retiring. I mean, nothing bad. They're just like, we're done. I'm going to cash out this bitch. We're going to go stand up paddleboard. You know?
Good
maybe,
for them.
Maybe go kayaking or something. Yeah.
That's what you got?
Well, yeah. All
right. Well, so now we had, because the other one, this stable was what? Andy and Bax shut down?
Yeah, they did too.
And now we got
what are we going to do?
Next adventure.
What are we going to do? Go to Dick's? Get out of here.
What? Well, I'm guessing
the other one shut down too. REI shut down.
Yeah.
Or left. What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
We were having some problems. You can still go to many REIs, but yeah, the local stuff. I think it's probably harder and harder for those guys to compete with.
You do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
I don't know about you, but like my gal bought a stand up paddleboard and she bought it off Amazon.
Did she?
Yeah.
She didn't go down to Next Adventure?
Nah, a couple years ago she bought one off Amazon. I'm guessing that for places like Next Adventure and Andy and Bax, like anything else, man.
I get why they're dying. For that type of thing, I still prefer to analog shop. If I'm going for like equipment, I want to see it with my own eyes. I don't want to get it, look at it, return it. Like I think there's value there, but
well, that
not enough.
You get to talk to the bros, and they know stuff.
I love those experiences. Yeah. Like there's a grill store, Grillworks. We've done stuff with them at 1080 The Fan, and the guys in there are so knowledgeable about barbecuing. And like I would way rather do that than just buy my like rubs and sauces online.
There is something about buying from institutions. The Portland Outdoor Store, it's more of a, that's like a Western wear type place.
That's the one downtown?
Yeah, it's like right on 3rd or whatever. It is.
I've walked by it.
It's these two old guys that have run that thing forever, and they are the nicest human beings, and I absolutely love that place. And every time I go in there, I'm just glad that they're still around, because it's just brick and mortar places, man. It is a mother bear to compete. Because most people now, I mean, you see the surveys left and right. People don't want to shop in stores. People want to order stuff and get the cheapest price possible. And so that's the part that bums me out, is I don't know if another Next Adventure will ever. Once that's gone, I don't. And someone asked, like, why aren't they selling? Probably because there's no one there to buy it.
Yeah.
I just don't think that model works much anymore.
The forthcoming Portland gathering themed around Adam Sandler has caught the attention of Adam Sandler.
Well, I would certainly think so.
Sandler in the Park is slated for May 17th at Cathedral Park. Partygoers are asked to dress as characters from the actor and comedian's extensive filmography. While the Mark Twain Prize winner isn't expected to make an appearance at the event, he did see it and took to social media and said, "Hope you have a ball." To his, he wrote to his 22 million followers on Insta.
How generous of him. This hope like you have a ball.
What was that? what was the Seth Rogen movie about when they moved next to the frat?
Oh, yeah.
Neighbors or what was it called?
Yeah, Bad Neighbors like or whatever. That. And they had the Robert De Niro party where the frat, you had to dress up as whatever your favorite Robert De Niro character was. That's a great idea.
It's kind of fun, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, if you're
going,
what do you,
probably Happy Gilmore.
The easy one's Happy Gilmore. Happy sweatpants Gilmore? And a hockey sweater. Yeah.
I think I'd rather do like Robbie Hart.
Who was Robbie
Hart? Wedding, wedding singer.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding singer would be kind of fun. You get the 80s mullet, you know? There's some good, because then you got what? You got the water boy.
Now, can I go, do I have to go as the Adam Sandler character, or can I go as like Shooter?
Oh, that's pretty good. I would assume.
Or Bob
if it's
Barker.
A Sandler tribute, it's probably Sandler characters, but yeah. I suppose it could extend to supporting characters.
You could do the Zohan.
Zohan.
You gotta have a little bit of that darker complexion.
I like Zohan. You could do the Don't mess with the Zohan.
You could do the Zohan. You go as Mr. Deeds, right? You can get that Blackfoot, right? Didn't he have
that? I thought
that
sucked.
Mr. Deeds.
You go as Little Mickey with that terrible haircut.
What else was he? I'm looking through
here. Billy Madison didn't really have wasn't really a look. It was just him wearing normal clothes.
Just a but dude.
That's there. That's bro-y, though. You could you wear the boots and
the boots and some jorts and like a plaid button down that's open with a t-shirt underneath.
What if I went as Henry from 50 First Dates?
Oh, that'd be adorable. You do The Longest Yard, right? Paul Crewe?
Yeah.
You could do that.
Bobby Boucher?
Yeah, that's probably
that's a good one.
And I know this isn't necessarily a movie, but could you do Opperman? I loved Opperman.
Okay.
From SNL?
Yeah.
Little obscure, but I remember I loved Opperman.
Well, you could do the, wasn't he the
Lunch
boy,
lady?
He was the Boy Scout in the.
Oh, yeah, Canteen Boy.
Yeah. You could be Canteen Boy.
One of the most awkward, and I don't know if you could get away with it anymore, is when Alec Baldwin was trying to molest Canteen Boy on the camp out. Alec Baldwin.
Yikes, yeah, that skit didn't age well, did it?
Kept trying to get into.
It sure did not. Kept trying to do what?
Alec Baldwin kept like trying to get Canteen Boy to like rub his bare chest.
I'll get it in.
Yeah, I don't. Now, in light of the scouting thing, I think, you know, maybe not the.
Will Adam Sandler show up?
Probably.
I'm guessing not.
No.
But, you know, it wouldn't. I wouldn't put it past him.
That'd be. Yeah, because if he's going to do it, it's not going to be announced.
Wouldn't that be cool? No, he'd just.
Like they do Lebowski fests all over the country, and occasionally unannounced, one of the Lebowski actors will randomly show up.
Well, I mean, imagine if they did an Isaac and Sook party.
Hey, you'd have to show up.
Well, I don't think you'd have to, but
I think Sook would show up, and Isaac would not.
Dude, if someone out there held a Sook party, I would show up. That's kind of
it's
a
just
jerky.
You and a bunch of actual Jan Sixers.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, they had that party. It was called January 6th.
Yeah. Next time I need a little more. Mark Scholes there hanging out.
Yeah. He's like, hey, big suit.
All the problematic people in my past.
All right, coming up next, OHSU battling PETA when we return on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What? All right. Nice to have you along. So, in the news for May 13, 2025. Got a story about voles, prairie voles.
Prairie voles.
Yeah, they're like little rodents.
Like prairie dogs?
Yeah, except they're called voles.
Yeah, aren't they kind of, they're a little bit more rodent-like than a prairie dog?
Yeah, they're like...
They're closer to like a, between like a rat and a prairie dog, maybe?
They're more like a mole.
Yeah.
Except they're hairy.
Dude, those things are pretty cute.
Yeah?
I got no issue with the prairie vole. Look that thing up.
Well, guess who has an issue with the prairie vole, okay? Yeah, OHSU. Those bastards. You've been seeing those monkey commercials on TV all the time?
I have seen those.
Relatives of lemmings and hamsters.
Oh.
Are we torturing the vole?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So OHSU appealed a court order requiring it to pay more than $400,000 to PETA over a controversial experiment involving voles.
What do we do to the vole?
A Multnomah County Circuit Court in 2023 found that OHSU violated Oregon public law records by attempting to withhold videos of the experiment from PETA. The court described PETA as the wrong hands in internal communications. As a result, OHSU was ordered to pay costs and fees incurred by PETA.
Do we still know what they were doing to the little vole?
The experiments, which aimed to study the impact of alcohol on infidelity, involved giving prairie voles the equivalent of 15 bottles of wine a day.
Whoa!
The voles were subjected to various tests, including a partner preference test and a resident intruder test, before being killed and dissected.
That seems like too much wine for a little vole.
What? So we got the vole all like horned up and drunk, and then
cheated on his vole wife?
Wanted to see if it would hump other voles?
I think you got that right.
Boy, that's...
Wait, do voles have partners, or do they just kind of do it with anything that moves?
I don't like that at all. Can't we do it to moles? Because moles are ugly. Like that naked mole rat. I only like my experiments done on animals that I don't find cute and cuddly.
I'd say those moles, man.
Those things are nasty.
God. They're so hard to catch.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
But shoot them?
Well, there's ways.
Yeah, I've had a real hard time. I had a mole in my front yard, and it's not a yard, but Molly almost gets the damn thing. Mm-hmm. She's out there hunting that little bitch.
I don't know if there's,
but
still,
I never get him.
I don't know if they're still legal or not, but there's some like A traps.
I've seen those.
They I got pretty good with them out in the center because when we lived on property, and then honestly, the easiest way to do it is get yourself a Mossberg and a six pack. And then just sit out there with a flashlight and wait at night. And
I don't have the patience for that. That's like fishing.
It's really quite easy. You see the ground start moving, and then it's over after that.
I'm taking no prisoners now. Turning over a new leaf in my mole attacks.
Are you
shock and awe? I'm going shock and awe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, the gas bombs, that never worked for me.
No.
You know, the flooding.
I mean, it might work, but it may not get them all. Yeah. And so maybe they die. You don't know, because they could die in their little stupid tunnels. Yeah. And then what if there are three others that didn't?
The little A-traps, when done right, are really, really effective. But brutal.
Yeah. Look, they've lost their privileges.
I understand.
Well, okay.
Again.
Or corporal punishment here.
I got a shotgun. You get a couple lawn chairs, Ropper, and you get us a six-pack of Coors. We'll take care of those for you one night. Although, you live in the city. That might be problematic.
Yeah, they're watching us.
I don't think we're allowed to blast in the middle of your neighborhood. Sorry.
All right. That is in the news May 13, 2025. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, your Portland Trailblazers are for sale.
A little short.
What? This came out of nowhere. Or did it? That's next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.